The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This meeting is being recorded.
Hello and welcome back to the Lunch Pail Draftcast. I was supposed to be joined by Jacob, but currently he is in the middle of Boo-Foo. So I guess I'll be reacting solo here to the Bears selection of center from the University of Illinois, Champaign-Urbana, Doug Kramer. Doug is a longtime starter for the Illini. He only committed something like, I believe, four penalties is what I saw in over 1,100 snaps. He, solid run blocker from what I've seen. I'm actually currently waiting on Jacob to send me his thoughts on Kramer. I'm just giving you the off-the-cuff stuff from what I've personally watched in the couple games I've seen of him, as well as waiting just for what he's going to send me so I can relay what he believes. Nothing special. He's probably going to be the backup developmental interior guy for the Bears. He blocks well in zone, trap scheme, stuff like that. Not much in the way of strength. He's a decent athlete on film. I don't think he offers much in the way of upside, which is probably the case with a lot of these sixth-round, seventh-round picks going forward. Much different than guys like, say, Braxton Jones earlier in the fifth. He should be a solid player, nothing special. If he makes the team, I wouldn't expect much from him. Like, I've already seen some people saying, like, oh, he's a Lion-Eye, he's from Hinsdale Central, a local kid. Yeah, it's a great story. I wouldn't expect much from him going forward, at least not early on. He's more of a developmental pick at the interior positions than he is anything else. Maybe he surprises him somewhere along the line. Maybe next year he impresses them enough and he can get the ability to start at center and move Lucas Patrick over to guard. I wouldn't bank on anything, but he's, you know, an interesting selection. I had him as an undrafted free agent. They took him in the sixth, which when you have, you know, upwards of seven picks on day two or day three, rather, you're going to be able to take guys like this that you like, so you don't have to fight in the undrafted free agent pool for them. Still currently waiting for Jacob. He just got his thoughts right here. He likes him as a late-round flyer, but he has limitations. He's only 6'2", 305, which hurts physical upside. He's technically sound, nice footwork. Echoing some of my similar thoughts as a run blocker, coordination. He should be good in the wide zone, which is what the Bears are supposed to be running under Luke Getsy and things like that. Like I said, don't really expect much from him. It doesn't sound like Jacob expects much either. Center-only prospect. Again, kind of echoing similar sentiments, which we really can't really banter back and forth about because, you know, he's in the middle of Boo-Foo on the way to wherever he's going. I believe he's at Indianapolis. So take Kramer for what you will. Cool story. Decent run blocker, and especially in outside zone and trap schemes from what I've watched at his time at Champaign. But I wouldn't expect him to be more than a rotational backup. Maybe he develops and you can, like I said, play him at center at some point and move Lucas Patrick over. But only time will tell. Thanks for tuning in to the Lunch Pail Draftcast. Hit Jacob or I up on the Bird app. You can find him at Jacob Infante. The number's 24 after that. Or you can find me on Twitter with any critiques, criticisms, questions about the draft, things going forward at Dan, M-E-E-H-A-N, Meehan. The number's 90 on the Bird app. Thanks for tuning in, and you'll probably have one or two more reactions from me tonight. Have a good rest of your night.